We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the final show of the year for the Prop Shop Show here on Roto Grinders. I am Britt Devine, joined by the creator of the Prop Shop himself, Mr. Will Priester, Chief Justice 06. Will, this has been a fun run. This is definitely my favorite show I do on Roto Grinders between crunch time. I really like the Pro Football Focus show I do with Ian Harditz from Pro Football Focus too, but the Prop Shop Show with you, Chief, is no doubt my favorite show. I'm sad to see it come to an end. We'll run it back next year for sure. Lots of Super Bowl stuff to talk about here, but what's going on, dude?
Nothing much, man. Glad. I think we helped some people make some money this season.
I hope so. I know I did.
Yeah. At the end of the day, man, that's what this is all about. Another free resource to help people kind of get into the prop game if they want to. The prop shop itself is free. And so I think we had a couple of people join. Like, I know Trading Fool ended up joining the prop shop as a result of this show and some others. So that's really what it's all about. And hopefully next season we come back with the vengeance and do it all over again. So I've been pumped to do. I wouldn't want to do this show with anyone else. You know, I know we pretty much are in the prop streets probably every day unless we're taking a day off. And so it's been an honor, man, to have you on this show. When they talked to me about it, I was like, it's got to be Britt. And we worked out all the kinks and we were able to get Britt in with the free agency trade. Just kidding. But
free agency. Last I checked, I've been working for Roto Grinders for it's got to be like 8-9 years.
Yeah. I'm behind you. I know. But it's been a pleasure, man. And so, we do have some things coming down the pipeline for the prop shop, and so I'm excited, and I believe this show hopefully will be a staple next season again. And I'll get out of my sentimental mode, hand it over to my good friend Britt, and let's kick this thing off.
Yeah, let's talk about, so normally we've been doing the show all year, basically before the sports books have had out the lines. You know, we do this on Tuesday morning, and the sports books during the regular season don't put out the lines till Wednesday, Thursday, sometimes even Friday. We're a little bit different because now we're, you know, a couple days before the Super Bowl, recording this on Tuesday morning, the week of the Super Bowl. Everything's been out for almost a week. So the lines are pretty much in line with what the sports books have. That's generally what the prop sites go to, try to, you know, keep it about the same as the sports books so they're not getting taken advantage of. There are some discrepancies, and I'm going to use this as one example of what's really important for anyone watching live, on demand, or listening to on a podcast to do, is I have five sites open, and we're going to talk about all five. So Prize Picks, Underdog, Thrive, No House Advantage, and Monkey Knife Fight. There are signups if you want to get on any of those at the top of Roto Grinders. You just go to DFS Site Reviews. You'll be able to get your best bonus for all of them. But I'm going to use an example of Juju Smith-Schuster really quick. I don't know if I have a real take on Juju Smith-Schuster, but just to show you as an example what I'm talking about. If you wanted to play the Juju Smith-Schuster over, one, his line is about 37.5 on sportsbooks. It is 40.5 on points, but I got right before the show, I did bet the under on that. So I guess I would lean the under. But on Prize Picks and Underdog, he's at 35.5. So that's a couple yards below what the sportsbook have. On Thrive, if you're looking for the over, Juju's at 33.5 yards. So, right, if you were an over bettor, you would probably want to try to play Juju Smith-Schuster on Thrive, not on Prize Picks or Underdog. And if you're an under bettor, you're going to want to play him on No House Advantage because he's at 38.5 yards over there. So shop around all the sites. We have access to all of them. Sure, you might have to deposit a little here, deposit a little there, but all the sites are, they're on the up and up. I played on all of them. Chief plays on all of them. We get our withdrawals, all of that stuff, no problem. Just shop around because even though they are, the lines have been out for a while, you're going to want to make sure you get the best line. Using Juju as an example here, there are others as well, right? Kelsey, if you're under on Kelsey, I'm not sure why. You don't want to be under on Kelsey, but No House Advantage is the place to play the under over there. And as a note, No House Advantage tends to always have things just a little bit higher than the other sites. So if you are an under bettor, you are likely to find your best shots usually on No House Advantage. Again, you can sign up for all those at the top of RotoGrinders. There's all of them. You'll get your best bonuses, best anything that you can get offers around the industry. So, Chief, with that out of the way, you got anything to say on that? Because that's really where I'm getting my edge for this. I got in on the sports books, a couple of lines I was looking at, you know, last week. In terms of props, Prize Picks had, there were two props I was really on Prize Picks. They took them off the board. I don't know if I bet too much or other people bet too much. They were mistakes, but they took a couple of my favorite lines off. So I've got a couple we can talk about here, but what are you looking at this week?
I guess for the Super Bowl, I think it is important to talk about what you said in terms of lines kind of already being out. So we won't have as much of the value this week. And so, you know, from time to time, I will do, let's call it game script betting where, you know, even though the lines are out, I'll take an approach that I like and kind of roll with that. Almost like DFS, if you will, but I just kind of incorporate that into props. But I'm not doing a whole lot of that. I'm just kind of leaning on how I think the game is going to go in certain spots for certain positions. There is one big one this week, though, Britt, that caught me off guard. And I know we usually start at kind of receiving, rushing. I do want to start with receptions this week. Mm-hmm. And this one actually, it really caught me off guard because it felt like Prize Picks was behind. But Dallas Goedert at 4.5 feels like the slam dunk of the week for me for the Super Bowl. This should be one of the first teams that Philly's faced in the playoffs that can actually keep up. I know their defense has been good, but if you're telling me Kansas City isn't going to score points, I can't go with that. So I think Kansas City is going to be able to score, which is going to keep pressure on the Philly offense to keep moving the ball. So, and I'm saying that, Britt, because even last week, but the week before last, against San Francisco, he still picked up 5 receptions, and they didn't have to do anything. I mean, they didn't have to do anything to win that game. Against the Giants, they were pretty much up in the first half and were on cruise control. I don't think we see the cruise control Philadelphia Eagles. So, no. Typically, Philly, they're up in the first half, and the second half, they just kind of run to the finish line. I don't think we get that this week. As a result, this Dallas Goedert line at 4.5, and he's already at 5 most places because of the push on the prop sites. This is one of my favorites on the week. I Dallas Goedert 4.5. And I think Valdez-Scantling at 2.5 is low enough considering the depletion of the wide receiver room. We know Hardman's not playing already. So those two I really like. I think I'm in on Juju too at 3.5. Just because of how I think the game is going to go, because also the Chiefs are going to have to keep throwing if they want to stay in this game. Philly's going to put up points as well. I think, though, that's the recipe for success here. I think these reception lines are a little bit too low. So, but Dallas Goedert is absolutely, I mean, This is my top prop of the week right now.
All right. Yeah, I can definitely get on board Goddard. Looking at sports books, the best line you can get on him is over 4.5. It's minus 133. All the rest are in the minus 140s. So it's already basically a plus EV prop to take the over 4.5 receptions, even if you live in a sports betting state like I do. So this is a pretty nice one on the Goddard one. I'm on that one. Let me take a look at a couple of mine that I was looking at. Let's see here. What do I got? The passes. Let me just make sure. Yeah, so they took away my favorite passes defense play. All right, I want to get in the let's get in the weeds here, Chief. So Prize Picks is the only site that has some of these ancillary ones like kick return yards. I didn't even see that. That might have been added today. First downs allowed, right? Everyone else is basically just the straight yards, receptions, and all of that. So I think on Prize Picks is where you can get some of the better ones. And I'm looking at they had this. Earlier in the week where the Chiefs were at a half a fourth down conversion allowed. So that was one that I got. It's been bumped to one. I think that's fine. The Chiefs this year, they haven't really gone for many fourth downs because they don't need to. And right, I think in this game to get the Eagles defense at over one fourth down conversion allowed, right? That's the Chiefs. This would be the Chiefs getting a fourth down conversion is basically what I'm betting on. They didn't really do it much during the year. They don't have to. The Eagles are very aggressive. They've been going for fourth downs all year. Taking the over on one is a little rich, but I still think that's even possible against the Chiefs. They were going for it, what, like fourth and two from their own 33-yard line in a couple of games this year, Chief. They have no problem going for it. I don't know if you do that against the Chiefs and give them such a short field, but I think that the Chiefs are very likely to get a fourth down conversion in this game. I don't have a real take on how the game's going to play. I'm hoping it's going to be competitive. I don't see either team really having an overall edge. To me, the Eagles are the better team for sure as a whole, but the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, which is the equalizer. So I think it should be reasonably close. I think Mahomes is probably close to full go. And you know Andy Reid's going to be in the bag, pulling out any trick play he can get, anything he can do on fourth down. I think the Eagles allow a fourth down. It's going against the stats on the year. I just think it's a little bit different in this particular game, Chief. The Eagles are favored too, so if you get something late, they got to go for it on fourth down. I think maybe if the game script maybe plays out and the Eagles are winning, there's a lot of ways for them to get the over on this one. So this is one of my favorites that's currently up, the Eagles to allow a fourth down conversion. What do you think of that one?
I like that. I like that a ton. You know, because you got to think in this game, let's say the Eagles are up, as an example, Britt, 13-7, and it's maybe right before halftime, Kansas City has the ball with like a minute 20
left. No shot, they're not going for a touchdown, right?
Right, and it's fourth and two or something, like they're going for it. So that's what I'm saying. I think that's a good one. And I'm glad you kind of brought that up because, you know, we're going to end up probably on some wacky ones. I definitely would include that. I've got another one that I like, Britt, which is, and we usually get this, like, it feels like every other week, but punts. I'm going to take Tommy Townsend over 3.5.
Like, yeah, this is on my list too. And this is another one where, like, I don't know, he could punt a little more because the Eagles have a good defense. Yeah. He's getting there. And some of his other things, I mean, this dude is a great punter. I haven't really looked at punting much all year long, but this dude is killing it across the board in just about every statistic that he has for a punter this year. So I'm definitely on board with Tommy Townsend 3.5 over.
Yeah, I've got another one. I feel like we're on a lot of these Chiefs props, but I'm also going to take Harrison Butker over 1.5 field goals. Now, I haven't decided if I'm going to play them all together or split them, but so I will tell you this. I'm definitely going to have some powers, Goddard, Butker, Goddard, Townsend. Like, I'm definitely doing that. Okay, I'm just putting it out so everybody understands how I'm going to play it. But I also think I'm going to have the flex with all of the ones that we like. But I think Butker, I think he kicks two field goals here. And really, once again, it's really about the Eagles' defense. They're good enough to hold them if they get, you know, inside the 40. And they're also good enough to hold them to make them punt a couple times or a few times in this game. So I like this spot for Butker. I think, you know, even though we know that they're going to go for it and have a couple trick plays, I do think Andy Reid is going to take the points if he's got to take the points. And so that's another one that I like for this Sunday as well.
Yeah, I like this one. I want to know, too, the one thing about this Eagles fourth down conversion allowed, I don't think you can say it won't let you take, like, the Kansas City offensive players on it, because it's sort of like you can't take the defense offense. So maybe you got to mix this in with a daily prop in NBA or a tackles prop. I don't know if Chief has any of those. We'll get to, you know, maybe get to some of those. But just a note on the Eagles prop, it's a little different from playing the other ones because you're not allowed to sort of take the offensive players from the Chiefs with it. So just keep that in mind. All right, let's see here. A couple others I was looking at here. All right, let's get even more in the weeds, Chief. We love first half props.
Yes.
We love fantasy point first half props.
Oh, I was we on love this. When so this is great.
0.5.
Yes. Yes. Noah Gray has been a staple the past
I'm looking at Noah Gray here. It's basically, does he get a catch in the first half?
Yeah.
He's been getting there.
Yep.
I think it's a little, you know, it's better than a 50-50 proposition that he gets there. He's the one I'm currently eyeing. I don't know about Watson, more of the boom bust. I think he's reasonably interesting too at the first half fantasy score, but Gray is sort of the one I'm hoping gets there this week. So Noah Gray, first half, basically is, does he touch the football in the first half of the game?
Does he catch a pass, basically?
I'm going to keep going for it.
Yeah. Gray is definitely one. I was going to include on today's show. I was hoping that we were going to get maybe Sky Moore. I can't remember if Sky Moore is hurt. Kansas City's got so many guys that have been hurt, but Sky Moore is another one. If he happens to pop up, if nothing's wrong, you can get in on that one as well. But yeah, definitely that was one that was on my list. Love Noah Gray a big time. And in fact, just so you guys can kind of understand, Noah Gray, I think he's 2.5 full game, if I'm not mistaken, and at 0.5 for the first half. Let me just say this, Brett. If you don't hit the Noah Gray first half point, I think he gets it. I think he's going to get it. Just run it back in the second half. He's going to catch some passes in this game. So don't freak out. Maybe if you're not as comfortable running that one in a power, running it in like a small flex, maybe like a 4. Don't go up to like, 5 or 6, but maybe running a small 4 or something like that. Or just bump your units down and play it with Goddard. That's when I'm probably going to play it with Goddard at normal units. And then I'll still also have it in a flex. So, but just wanted to put that one out there.
Would you play Quez Watkins at all here? What do you like? I like these at 0.5. It's because it's basically, do they touch the ball in the first half of a game? Quez has sort of died off down the stretch here for the Eagles, but I think they may have needed him on the first. They certainly didn't need him in the second half of the games that they've had through the playoffs here, but he really hasn't gotten it done in the first half either. He's at 0.5 in his full game. Let's see here. Fantasy score. Let's see if they have Quez up here. Quez is again another one, 2.5 on the full game. There's a little bit of edge, I think, getting it in the first half, but that's not one I'm comfortable taking today.
Yeah, Quez isn't as safe. I've avoided Quez most of the time, in pretty much all of the playoff games, just because it just felt uncomfortable. So he's one that I've avoided. Zach Pascal, full game at a half, maybe, but I'm not thrilled about it. I think my favorite low ball, let's call it low ball play, for full game fantasy points, it's probably Jack Stoll.
Yep.
Like at 5, it's probably him for full game. Because, I mean, he's pretty much, catching a pass, almost every time he's on the field. I don't hate Boston Scott at 2 for what it's worth. I don't hate it, but Stoll's probably my full game because we were getting Noah Gray, I think, were we getting him at 0.5 for the full game? No, that was the guy from Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. That was that time. Sorry, get my wires crossed there. But I think Boston Scott is maybe the only one that's in that kind of low range that I would take. Everybody else I feel good about where we are in terms of the first half.
If I could trust Kadarius Toney to play the whole game and not get injured, I would play. Yeah. I think I'm I would be long Tony, short Juju. So I'm anti Juju, Chief. I know you mentioned him a little bit, but I'm that dude is nothing anymore, in my opinion. His days have passed. He's not a priority. It's going to be Tony, MVS, Kelsey. You know, they got Pacheco. They've got McKinnon. Clyde Edwards-Helaire got activated. I don't think they're really going to use it too much, but I don't know. I think Juju is just he ain't it anymore in the NFL. I think his career is getting close to being obsolete.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Look, I hit a couple cards with him earlier this season when he was probably a little bit too low, when he was more involved.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
But yeah, so that's what I'm saying. He's been dust. He's been dust. I know we're kind of hopping around this week, Brett. I've got one. Another one that I like, this is in the rushing attempts category. Mm-hmm. It's Isaiah Pacheco. I'm actually going to take the under on 11.5. I could be wrong, but I don't think this is the game where they turn around and hand him 12 times. Like, I think they're going to have to throw the ball to win this game, especially if – so here's my thing. Philly has proven to us they're going to get going in the first half of pretty much any game, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think Kansas City is going to slow them down in the first half. And I think even for yourself on the sports books, you've gotten in on Philly first half totals like pretty much all season.
I got that in again. The Chiefs are a very good first half team too, by the way. So it's a lot closer than normally is.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm saying in terms of it should be scoring. I don't think they're going to just be handing the ball off to Pacheco. I think 11.5 is worth the risk considering he's only gone over that in one playoff game, and that was against Jacksonville with 12. So this isn't the game I think they're able to hand it to him 12 times for whatever reason. You know, you talked about the activation of Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Even if Clyde Edwards-Helaire is on the field 10% of the time, that's going to affect, you know, if they run, 65 plays maybe, 62 to 65 plays, that's six snaps he's not on the field. That's going to affect him being able to get the ball. So I 11.5, I'm on the under on that one this week.
What do you think about the Philadelphia backfield? Because there's, three guys. It's mainly Sanders and Gainwell. Gainwell's getting a lot of hype this week. Some of his production's garbage time. Some of it isn't. A lot of it is garbage time, though. Do you have a take on him? His rushing plus receiving is 33.5. I mean, he's been blowing past us. A lot of it, you know, is garbage time, like I said. But he's pretty much surpassed or gotten very close to this 33.5 in the first half of both of these 49ers and Giants games. They have no problem, you know, subbing him in for Miles Sanders at any point. I think he was plus 360 to score on one of the specific sites. A touchdown, I think, was really good when all the other sites had him around plus 200. You can check the scores and odds app for that. I think that's a reasonable good touchdown bet. But what would you rather play if you're picking an Eagles running back this week? Are you taking Sanders either way or Gainwell either way?
I actually like the Gainwell at 33.5. They may need him this week. I mean, he's had some explosive plays. So I don't hate it. But it's not one. So like, let's say if you're thinking of this, like via DFS, and sometimes I do, like Kenneth Gainwell is probably a prop I play in one or two cards. I'm not going to play it in like every card. Like, how I feel about Goddard. Goddard's pretty much at every card for me until they bump him to five, which, God, I hope by the end of the show they haven't bumped him. But at 4.5, he's going in everything right now until it gets bumped. Gainwell, like, let's say I was running 10 cards, which I probably will have 10 before the end of the day, for, you know, just in terms of the stuff we discussed, I'll probably have him in 2 over 33.5 rush plus receiving, and that's it.
You got any tackle props? They are out. Do you have anything you like at this point?
I went through the board. I wasn't thrilled about it. I will say this. I think CJ Gardner-Johnson's okay, mainly because I know Kansas City is going to be throwing the football. So CJ Gardner-Johnson, like, he's on the list for me. Nick Bolton is a close one. Like, he's close because the Eagles are going to run the football with Hurts and Sanders and Gainwell and Boston Scott. Bolton is close to an over, but he's not a slam dunk by any means. So mainly my favorite is CJ Gardner-Johnson over 5.5.
All right, so that's for tackles. And I know the kick return yards was new. You're probably going to see more random props come out across the week. I know the quarterback hits came up, I think, late last night. I was looking at the tackles for loss. I think they're all basically appropriate as well. I mentioned that Eagles fourth down conversion allowed is interesting. That's one I'm definitely on quite a bit today. I haven't checked the kick return yards. I'm on your punts with Townsend. The punts inside the 20 – he never punts, but when he does, it's literally always inside the 20. It's crazy this year. I don't know if I'd take it. If you were looking at punts, I don't think Kern is actually going to be the punter for the Eagles. I think their other guy is going to end up playing this game.
I'm just on Townsend. I'm not worried about the
Phillies. I'm getting super in the weeds, and Kern unders, if he plays, I don't think he's not going to start. I think their other punter is going to play. But if he does come in because the other guy's been injured, it's going to be for last play. So playing his under is a little bit of an angle. I've got a few cards with him in there because in here at starter numbers, and it's probably going to DNP. But if it does work, it's going to be an under for sure. So I'm taking a shot on – it's just an angle. If he DNPs and I play something else that I like, I'm like, that works out just fine for me too. Just I'm angle shooting Prize Picks on this one, Chief.
Yeah, honestly, you could do it a couple different ways too. You could run so hear me out. You could run a 3-flex with Kern and 2 of your favorites, and if it DMPs, you get the 3X anyway for the power play. I know you're losing a little bit of edge if he does, so maybe you want to bump it up to the 4-flex, but then if it doesn't hit, now you're back down to a 3-flex, which is – I don't play 3-flex because of the payout, but you get what I'm saying. It's
I like your idea, Chief. I wasn't thinking of your idea with the 5 to 3, and I think that's going to be the way to go for sure. Because if he does get in there, it's going to, I think, be due to an injury. So taking the under on him is something I am considering with that one. Just it was a little bit of an angle. You got to get your edges where you can when all the lines have been out for a week already. I really like your Goddard call. I'm going to have to put in some cards with that. The sacks, I know that the Eagles are a sack machine, but Patrick Mahomes never gets sacked. It's
the
a big
elusive man
in this game.
The elusive
what's gonna play? How's this gonna play out? Because if you think the Eagles, this is way too low for a typical Eagles defensive line, but it's against Patrick Mahomes. I was sort of stuck on this one. Do you have any take on the sacks?
Do you think I kind of avoided it for the same reason you thought about. Like, I don't see Mahomes taking 3 sacks in this game unless he just doesn't see it coming. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so I'd give him 1 where he tries to escape or something and somebody's there, they meet him. Okay, that's 1. I can't give him 3 like that because I'm sure his ankle is going to be feeling better than it was 2 weeks ago. He's had a little bit more time to heal up, got more treatment. He'll probably have it protected yet again, wrapped up. I don't see 3 sacks, so I'm just avoiding that one. I think my last prop of the week, for me personally, it's pass attempts and pass completions for Mahomes. And the reason why I'm saying that in games where we've seen him have to throw the ball, like against Denver of all teams, look at the attempts, look at the completions, and, you know, same thing here with Cincinnati. I like the pass attempts and completions this week against Philly. He's going to have to throw the ball if they want to win this game. And so I think we get enough to hit both of these. We can't play them together, so we've got to split the props. But these are actually I actually like these more than the passing yards this week, for what it's worth.
Yeah, the completions, he's at 25.5 on all the other sites, and he's at 25 on Prize Picks. So, again, if you were taking the over, Prize Picks would be the one to do that. And I just want to know, I want to make a couple notes on Monkey Knight. Have you checked out the Monkey Knight fight board yet, Chief?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been over there. Oh, yeah.
There's a couple. So, on the two picks, there are 3.5X. And I think there are some ones you can probably take some good stands on. Like, I'm on Kelsey over. I know he's, like, at 78.5, 79.5. Well, it looks like the sports books have moved it to 79.5. So, this is right in line. If you have a take on Miles Sanders, either over or under, this is definitely, especially if it's an under, because I think he's at 58 or 59 on most other sites. So if you like the under on Miles Sanders, the Kelsey Sanders combo paying you 3.5X on Monkey Knife Fight looks pretty good. I know I got, if you look, do you like the Pacheco yards at all? Or are you just sticking with the rush attempts?
Yeah, I just like the attempts. Like, it's low enough for him to go over, but it's also high enough from, it's like 50-50. It's true 50-50 to me on that one.
Yeah, so I definitely like this Kelsey. I like the Kelsey over Miles Sanders. I don't know. I probably would lean under on this one. I think this game, the Eagles are going to try to run, and I think they're going to be able to run a little bit. But, again, if there's ways the Chiefs, as good as the Eagles are, this game could be really high scoring, and they got to pass a lot. So maybe I'd take the under on the Miles Sanders.
Man.
But to get the 3.5X, the under 3.5X is nice.
AJ Brown receiving yards this week, for what it's worth. Like, this might be the one game he pops up. He's at 69.5 on Prize Picks.
Yep.
And I meant to mention that, so I'm so glad you – but as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, man, I meant to mention that. Yeah, I like that a ton. I think he's the lowest there. Everywhere else, I think he's around 71, 72.5. I like AJ Brown this week. Like, it's the Super Bowl. He's going to be involved.
Yeah, every sports book has him at 70 to 72 right now. So to get him at 69.5 on Prize Picks is a nice number. Never mind. I won't try to make any more funny jokes like that. Let's see. What else we got, Chief? No house advantage. If you are looking for unders, it's probably the place to play, right? Everyone's just a couple yards higher over there. AJ Brown's at 73.5. The sports books have him at 71.5. Prize Picks has him at 69.5. So basically everything on No House Advantage is a little higher. So if you're an under player, right, Miles Sanders, 62.5 rushing yards. On Prize Picks, he's at, I think it was 60.5. I think I saw 59.5 out there too. So if you are looking for unders, make sure to check out No House Advantage. Thrive's got some too. They pay 3.2X, right? Prize Picks pay 3X on a two pick. Thrive pays a little more. So if the number's the same, you might want to play on Thrive if you find the props there. They are the lowest on Juju at 33.5. If you did like the over on him, that would be a particular place to play it along with your favorite Eagles prop and whatever else you might want to play. Underdog, everything. Underdog is where I'm playing the least, I think, Chief, because everything. There's either better unders somewhere else or better overs if I, you know, like on another site. And I know that's exactly what I would expect out of Underdog. They're pretty much in line with the market. Did you find anything over there, right? Like, we were playing Gainwell 33.5 on Prize Picks combined, and he's 35.5 on Underdog. He's AJ Brown 72.5. We just found the 69.5, and it's just going to be, get Goddard receptions 5. He's 4.5 on Prize Picks. So everything that I want to bet is already too high on Underdog compared to some of the other sites. I haven't found too many things I'm interested in over there. How about you?
Yeah, I'm not too much on Underdog this week. Not for that. And I'm okay with it. Like, it's the Super Bowl. You know, there's going to be plenty of things we can get involved in. So I'm just going to avoid it.
Yeah. So I think that's about it. I do want to note, keep an eye. If I was going to keep an eye on any board, it would be Prize Picks. They've got, you know, they're 3 stats deep here right now. I would assume they're probably going to add a couple more. Things keep popping up. They're pushing the limits of what they're going to have up for the Super Bowl. If new things ever pop up that we're interested in, you can make sure they're going to end up in the prop shop. That is an absolutely free community to join. You just take your RotoGrinders account, not a paid account, just any RotoGrinders account. Join the RotoGrinders Discord. Up at the very top, there's a link to the prop shop. You join that and join in on the discussion. You don't have to talk. You can just watch and observe as the money rolls in on things like tennis and soccer and League of Legends and everything else we got going on here.
Oh,
in
yeah.
The prop shop. Make sure you tune in for all of that, for anything else that might be coming up here. And I'm going to give you guys, anyone listening, if you want to tie your money up for a whole season, Chief, there's full season NFL up. But Tyreek Hill's at 1,275 yards. Dude had 1,700 yards last season. Career highs off the board. This is mine. Take the Tyreek Hill over. You are tying your money up for the season. But, Chief, I'm playing every day. I don't care if I tie up money for the season, because it's just another day for me when the end of the season comes. So this is my definitely one. If you're looking ahead, I like the Tyreek Hill over 1,275 yards on there. We'll get into those a little bit more once teams are more clear in what they're doing as the season progresses. Yeah. But that one looks like an absolute smash for me. I give that a 3-game injury. You know, he can be out for 3 games, and I think he still hits that pretty easily, Chief. So there's a little extra. Anything else on the Super Bowl you want to talk about, man? I know we're going to be down at the Roto Grinders party for this, so it'll be good to see you and everyone else there. Yeah. And hopefully, I know you're going to be having fun, because you're going to be in a sports betting allowed state for like the first time. Chief has backed up his tennis dollars, and they are going into the sports books for the Super Bowl in Tennessee, Chief.
Woo, buddy. I am so excited to be able to do that. We've been running. So a guy in the prop shop, Sir Jimmer, he's been running basically these ladder plays. I mean, he's been doing a fabulous, fantastic job.
Twitter trend.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's been taking alt lines. And look, I'm telling you, I'm going to do the same thing while I'm there. I already told everybody I'm going overboard. So just I have to, because by the time I get home, it'll be over. I'm probably just going to find like 20 alt lines and at least put something on it, Britt. Like, it'll be my own personal GPP while I'm there, and just see what happens. But I'm not going to do that with all the cards, of course. Just, you know, one big one. Maybe put $100 on or something and see what happens. And I'm not trying to hit a million, but man, I take 10,000 on 20 alt line props. I take all day. So that's something I'm probably going to do. And then while I'm live, they may not be watching, may not be listening, but someone in the prop shop probably listening. Just want to personally thank Randa Cat. I mean, he started putting us on tennis. And it's been a really, really, really good ride. And we can't win them all, but we do win most. And so thanks again, everybody in the prop shop. Everybody that's not in the prop shop that also listens to the show, thanks for supporting us over the season. It's been my absolute pleasure. Same to you, Britt. It's been an honor to do this show with you. Now, man, I can't wait until next season.
Yeah, it's been a fun year, and we'll see everyone again next year. Before the 2023 NFL season starts. So it'll be great to run it back on the prop shop once again. And I'm sure by then the prop shop Discord will be twice as big, Chief, because you're doing a great job running it over there. I think that's going to do it. I hope everyone had a good week listening to this. I hope everyone following had a good year. This has been a blast of a show to do, both with Chief and for everybody listening. Thanks for tuning in all season. For Chief, I'm Britt, and we out you.
All right. Britt, here's what I think we do. Maybe, like, before the season, if they still have it, maybe we do a season-long show. I did fairly well with season-long.